Hey, everybody, this is Brad Williams, and I am the pastor of B4 Church. Welcome to our podcast. My prayer is that this would help you behold God, that you would see him for who he is, that you would belong to community, that you would be everything that you were created to be, and that you would be able to dream beyond the limitations in your life. So I hope you enjoy this teaching, and we look forward to seeing you in person soon.
Hey, everyone, welcome to the B4 Podcast. My name is Alex.
And I'm Ashley.
And together today, we get to have a conversation with our senior pastor, Brad Williams.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Brad.
Nice to have you back. It's been a while.
It has been a little bit. You're right.
Yeah.
Well, we're just on the beginning side of a really fun season.
Yes.
It's beginning to look a lot like
Christmas. It is. Yes.
Well, this week is Thanksgiving, but it's coming.
It's coming. It's just around the corner. And in the church world, we have language for that. In its historical language, it's been around for a long time. We call it Advent season.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to take a moment to get to know you again a little bit more, your, you know, family traditions and favorite memories around Christmas and the holidays, and also to hear a little bit about where B4 is headed into the Advent season.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. great. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
So we'll do some fun questions and then some more businessy ones. We'll start with fun because that's how we should always start. So did you have any like favorite Advent or Christmas traditions as you were growing up, and what were they?
Yeah, you know, the holidays for our family always took on kind of a life of their own, and we definitely had some pretty strong traditions for us. So I have really great memories from all those years. My family, we would celebrate Thanksgiving, which is, I think, one of my parents' favorite holidays. They love it.
Mm-hmm. Hard to pass up the food.
Yeah. And it's just a great time. It was just always a great time to get together. And then we had a tradition growing up that the day after Thanksgiving, when you were old enough, you went hunting with my dad. He went bird hunting.
Yeah.
Nice.
And so we'd go bird hunting.
Old was old enough?
Like old enough to carry your own gun.
Okay.
So until that point, I stayed home and decorated for Christmas with my mom. Gotcha. So kind of the idea was we go off hunting, we come back, and the house was all decorated for Christmas.
You did not have to be a part of that.
You didn't have to be a part. And I think my mom appreciated being able to just, you know, decorate for Christmas without our involvement or say. So that was always a great thing. In fact, I mean, just so many hilarious little memories, but we always had turkey sandwiches, always went out, always ate them on the tailgate of a truck. And it was kind of that kind of tradition. So that's always how the holidays kind of start for me, is with Thanksgiving and those kind of rich traditions. And then as a family, we just every year, once my family became Christ followers, we started doing the candlelight service thing on Christmas Eve. And that was always really a beautiful thing. And that was a real shift for us. My parents didn't become Jesus people until in their late 30s.
Mm-hmm.
So up until that time, Christmas Eve was like a wild party with family. And then Christmas Eve became this cool, really cool moment with church, with our church community. And so that tradition got really built into us of celebrating that. We still left that and went, ironically, to the family wild party.
The wild, crazy party.
Yeah, and that was always a weird thing.
Best of both worlds.
It was kind of an interesting thing to be in both of those worlds on a night like that. But then Christmas morning, my dad's parents always came over to our house. And so we always celebrated with them and kind of had, again, a traditional meal, and just really a beautiful thing. So we had a great traditions.
So you started your own family.
Yeah.
You raised your own children, and now you have your own family traditions.
Yeah.
So what did that look like for you guys? How did it differ from growing up? How was it the same?
Yeah, you know, so many things I think we do kind of learn, especially when they're good traditions. I think we maintain a lot of those. And obviously these days, you know, we're transitioning with adult kids and we're kind of in that spot right now. But, you know, things change. I didn't continue the hunting tradition. My girls weren't very interested in hunting
girls
with dad
usually
the day
aren't
after
into that.
Thanksgiving. But we do Thanksgiving as a family. In fact, over the years, we've kind of made a habit as a personal thing for our family is it's typically a time when we invite a few, maybe close friends who don't have family in the area or whatever. And so that's always been kind of a nice time to, particularly there's a couple of friends in particular that have joined us over the years. And and then the holiday season is, you know, almost identical. Obviously being in vocational ministry all this time, the candlelight service isn't optional for me these days. So, but we would choose it if we could. And we love that. And I really just love the entire season. I think our whole family does. We're kind of a gift-giving family. We really love that kind of that generosity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The generosity of the holidays, I think, is something that resonates with our family really well. So not a lot of traditions other than every year Sherry pretends that the kids don't know what's in the present that they get to open on Christmas Eve. And every year it's some sort of pajamas or something like that. I did persuade her into buying Nike sweats last year. And nice. I said, let's buy them something they'll wear more than just once. and so we did that. I think actually we did it 2 years ago. We did it. Now we've done it 2 years in a row. So don't tell them what they're getting this year, but there's a good chance it's probably sweats.
It'll be a test to hear if they actually listen to
the podcast. Yeah, so.
That's exactly right.
Well, you said you enjoyed giving gifts. Do you have a favorite gift throughout the year, either that you have received or that you've given?
You know, that's a really good question.
Thank you.
You know, off the top of my head, I don't know. I love getting books as gifts, and it's kind of funny.
Note that, everyone.
Yeah. So I like books.
Why do you like books?
That's a huge question. You realize you just asked why I like books.
Very broad.
I mean, why do you like receiving books as gifts?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like what about that? Yeah.
Yeah.
You like to read, Brad?
Yeah. Why do you like books? Oh, cause I like to learn, Alex. No, you know, books are just fun. Cause I think a lot of times when somebody gives me a book, it tells me something about them and my relationship with them. And so it's like, hey, I think you'll enjoy this. And so it's always kind of fun, you know? And then sometimes people give you books you'd never buy yourself. And so I like that, so those are always great. And I guess I also like to buy books for people. So that's also one of my gifts that I like to buy. My favorite gifts though are experiences. Mm-hmm. And so my favorite one over the years is, it was probably 5 years ago now. We surprised the girls on Christmas morning and they opened all these travel related items. Mm-hmm. And then the last one was a snow globe with New York City in it. And we had plane tickets that afternoon for New York.
So fun.
So we loaded them up on a plane and flew them to New York. And a friend of mine, he was gone from his apartment. So we stayed in his apartment in the city. And we stayed there through New Year's and celebrated the ball drop and all the things there.
That's cool.
So that was probably my favorite one that I've ever given. Yeah. Gave my wife some concert tickets 1 year and that was fun. So I just love
it. What was the concert for?
It was the Killers.
Nice.
In Los Angeles. And so that was her Christmas present. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, very fun.
That's fantastic, man.
So the Christmas season, Advent season can get a little busy, can get a little hectic. Are there practices or traditions, either for your family or for you, that kind of help keep you grounded through that season instead of getting overwhelmed by all the hustle and bustle and all of that?
Yeah, that's a really good question. You know, this sounds really strange to say, but one of the reasons I love living in the Pacific Northwest is the seasons. I have found over the years that I feel like the rhythms of my soul almost follow the rhythms of the seasons. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So for me, I don't know that it's necessarily related to Advent as much as it is the weather.
Yeah.
But I really slow down a lot more kind of through the months of November and December.
That cloudiness really does serve a purpose.
Yeah, it does. But I slow down a little bit. I think I tend to be a little bit more grounded during this time of year. You know, obviously there are things like, I really am passionate about, like we do an Advent devotional that I'll talk more about later. It seems like a time of year when I really focus a lot more in those types of things and spend, I think, extra time, additional time. Mm-hmm. I think, that's been a huge part of it for me. I really fight the temptation to give in to what's going on in like our culture around everything at Christmas and the hurry and the busyness and all the different consumeristic sides of what we do. I really try to press against that stuff, but at the same time, I'm just like everybody else, you know? But one of my favorite things, and this sounds really silly, I love going to the mall and watching people. So
it's fun.
I like getting a cup of coffee and I like watching people. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of a hilarious thing that has nothing to do with being spiritually grounded, but it is kind of fun just to sit and watch.
Yeah.
And I think I appreciate like humanity more when I take those moments and I just stop and see people and families and couples and just kind of seeing them in that environment. It's a good reminder, you know, of what we share as people. So that's the Advent devotional is really kind of a big part of it for me. And I think it's one of the reasons why we do it here is I really think it's a great time of year because the daylight hours are a little shorter. We're not outside running, doing all the things we do. Just kind of taking some time to sit a little longer and focus on what this season's really all about.
Well, in a minute, we want to talk about what, as a church, we're looking forward to in this season. But since you've already brought up our Advent devotional, you want to share a little bit about what we have to look forward to in regards to that?
Yeah. So if, especially if you're new to B4, we've done this the last couple of years where we put together just a devotional guide, something that you can read and really kind of guide you through the season of Advent. So Advent is this traditional season you mentioned earlier, where we focus on the anticipation of Christ's birth and what that felt like a couple, you know, a few thousand centuries ago. And then what that anticipation even looks like in our own lives. And so the Advent devotional really guides us through that process. It's an intentional walk through that season. And one of the really cool things this year is that we have it, we produced it in English. We have produced it in Chinese in the partnership with about 10 other, 10 other Chinese pastors in the world. We've got it in Spanish with partnership with Centro Victoria. We have it in Portuguese, which is one of the newer languages we've started translating here. And then we've also translated it into Russian. Actually, it was translated in the Ukraine by some folks that help facilitate B4 community on the other side of the planet.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. I mean, same thing with like the Chinese devotionals. Those are going, those are leaving the shores of the US and going to places where that language
all
is spoken
over the world.
All over the world.
So that's a really cool thing that it's going to be used in those communities. So kind of an amazing thing just on that front, but I'm really excited about that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. What else do we have to look forward to this Christmas season?
Yeah. Well,
we have Advent devotionals.
Obviously, we're doing our Christmas Eve candlelight services. So on the 23rd, we've got one at 5 and 7. That's a work day for a lot of people. So we got that later service. And then on Christmas Eve, we have services at 3 and 5. And so both of those are going to have those traditional elements of a candlelight service in them. But then in addition to some other really beautiful
those
things.
Family traditions of children catching their hair on fire.
Yeah, right. Right, exactly. Dripping wax onto their neighbor, that kind of stuff. So
we
missed that last year.
Yeah, let's be honest.
We did. Somebody didn't get burned and they missed it. But we're going to do those things. So four services. I'm looking forward to that. It might be the first time in a long time we really get to see the larger church gathered. You know, I think I'm really kind of anticipating that maybe. We might see kind of folks come back in a way that we haven't since this whole pandemic got started. So I'm looking forward to it for that reason. Obviously, four services. We're expecting lots of folks to come out for it. And we're going to be passing out some invites you can give to neighbors and different things. So I'm really looking forward to that. Also interesting this year, we've kind of learned things through the pandemic, but because Christmas Eve happens on a Friday and then we've got Saturday for Christmas and then we've got the Sunday services, we decided that this year, based on learning from last year, we're going to do an online experience that you can watch with your family at home on Sunday. So that's going to be unique and we're going to record that, just something special for you. So that's going to be really different. But we've had such a great response to last year's recorded Christmas Eve service that we thought, well, let's learn from that and let's use that on Christmas Day or on that Sunday that follows Christmas, specifically because we've just been here together for four services. So really looking forward to that too. It's going to be great.
And, you know, every year around Christmas and the Advent season, we usually have some type of focus on service and giving to the world around us. Tell us a little bit about that. What does that look like for us?
Yeah. And, you know, before I do that, I just also wanted to go back and revisit this, that at our services, our Christmas Eve services, we are doing live translation in Portuguese, Korean, Nepali, Chinese, Russian, and Spanish. I think that's a really cool thing as well. So I just wanted to mention that.
Yeah.
I just kind of reminded myself of that. And that's different services are going to have different translations, but that's also just a really cool thing. And I think an expression of who we are these days as a church when we gather and we think about who's in the room, to think that not just these languages, but there's other ones that we're not translating in yet are all gathered in the room.
Yeah.
Really cool thing.
That's really cool.
But every year for the past, I think it's been somewhere around 13, 14 years.
Yeah.
Because my in-laws attended B4 back in the early 2000s when B4 started this thing called the Advent Conspiracy and kind of did a reverse giving thing. And so I remember hearing about it then. And it really morphed. It really became almost a new tradition for us as a church that we kind of reverse the mentality around here and we just give generously during the season of Advent. A lot of times what we do is we'll talk about projects that we've engaged in or projects that we hope to engage in the days ahead. And then we give kind of above and beyond our normal giving during this season. And all of that money goes specifically to fund all of the missions and outreach and programs, all the different things that we're doing locally and globally. And in the past, I think we've talked a lot about what we did the previous year, but we've got some big dreams about what we want to do in the coming year.
That's awesome.
Everything from bringing clean water to villages and doing some municipal water systems in some places that we need it. And just there's a handful of things that we're going to talk about, but that's going to be our emphasis again this year, is focusing on how we can be generous locally and globally and really make an impact.
Yeah. So this is your third Christmas at B4.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah. Third Christmas.
Which is wild to say.
It is crazy. Yeah, we just passed our 2-year anniversary earlier in November. And and so this is going to be my third Christmas.
If you were to use a different word besides crazy, how does that feel for you?
It's hard to find a different word than crazy.
Yeah, especially after the last couple of years.
You know, I will say this. There has been such a tremendous shift, I think, in my own just experience now in these days. It takes a long time for some place to feel like home. B4 feels like home. So I love our staff team. I love our people at our church. It feels like home. It feels right. So I think there's something about this Christmas. It's hard to compare a year when you've had almost 2 years of a pandemic. My whole tenure here has been through some really uncertain times.
Yeah.
But to come into this season in particular, there's just something that feels more like home for me. And so it feels different. It feels It feels like I get to gather with people that I love instead of like on a video screen
or
with strangers.
Or brand new people that you've not met.
Yeah. So my first Christmas was strangers. My second Christmas was a cabin in the woods and a camera lens. And this is the first time I feel like I get to be with the people God's called me to shepherd and pastor. So for Christmas obviously I was there the first one, but this one feels like that. It feels like, oh man, this is really good.
So that being said, this being the first one that you get to fully be a part of and participate. What are you most excited about?
I have to say, I think it's what I said earlier. It's that that sense of maybe seeing more people in the room than we've seen in a while. And just letting everybody see each other and be in that place. So I'm really, really excited about that. Our church has grown in this season, which is strange. And we have so many new folks. And I think for new folks to get connected, I think there's something about that this whole season. It's a great time to connect. It's such a warm time for us as a community of faith. But, I'm just looking forward to us being in the church during this time, whether it's Advent giving or just being in the room together. Or I'm looking forward to silly things like the lights that are going to be on the trees on Walker Avenue, or Walker Road. Yeah. I think that's going to be just little things like that. Just get me excited. Yeah.
As you were saying that, I was thinking about how simultaneously we're gathering here, people coming back, but you mentioned the translation stuff, and it's not just translated for people that are going to be here, but it's translated for people all over the world. And so one of the things that this pandemic did for us is help us see that we are a global church.
Yeah.
And so how neat it is that around the world, gathering at the same time in different places, in different languages, we're going to be meeting to celebrate Advent together, which is so cool.
Yeah. I mean, just even if I just back up and say, let's talk about the fact that we worked with 10 Chinese pastors to work with us on our Advent devotional that are outside even the borders of our own country. That's a really cool thing that I think has happened we were already leaning that direction, but I think knowing now that there is this global sense of connectivity, and it's not just here with our multicultural ministry here, but it's also like all over the globe, our Russian community, our Russian friends in the Ukraine and different places. It's just amazing,
It really is amazing.
And even with the online, that we've been doing more online, not only are we reaching people who speak different languages and in different countries, but I mean, we have people joining us online from different states and all kinds of stuff where it's just like, this is kind of cool. Like, who knew?
I have a lot of friends who are with us every single week, and I get text messages from them, and they say, hey, that was a great message, or thanks for the, whatever. And so it surprises me sometimes. I'm like, I forget that you could watch that from here. So it's amazing. But I've got friends that are traveling all over the country right now. They watch every week. I've got friends that live in different states and they watch every week. And it's pretty amazing.
It is amazing.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, can we ask you some like fun, rapid fire Christmassy favorite things?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Favorite Christmas song?
it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Do you have a particular version?
Bing Crosby.
Good answer. Yeah. Good answer. Like that one.
Yeah.
We had a debate about this earlier.
Yeah. Well, see, Bing Crosby, his home is Spokane. So, well, you know, there's some connection there.
There's all, the yep, there you go. There.
I also like chestnuts roasting on an open fire, though. That's another good one.
Christmas song by Nat King Cole.
Yeah. Yeah.
In case anyone was wanting to actually look that one up without Googling it.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
You would think that I would have one like Silent Night or that I would choose one of those, but there's something about those other ones that are just really like.
I've always thought the Christmas song is one of my favorite ones.
Yeah. Okay. But now, what is your favorite Christmas carol to sing?
Oh, yes.
Oh, favorite Christmas carol is O Holy Night.
Good choice.
So good. Yeah. That moment.
Yeah.
Fall on your knees.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's every amazing. Single time.
Yeah.
It gets me.
Yep.
Favorite Christmas movie?
Favorite Christmas movie? Oh boy. I mean, I think it's a toss up because I would say for most of my life, it was, you know, the one with Ralphie and Christmas Story.
Oh yes. Christmas Story. You'll shoot your eye out.
Yeah. You'll shoot your eye out. That was always my favorite. But then Elf, Elf just right
ruined
there.
It.
Just, it's like, it's right at the top of the list. And I almost can't go through the Christmas season without watching it. So yeah.
Best family Christmas card.
Best family Christmas card.
I don't even know how to answer that question.
Yeah. Like we all know we've put together a Christmas card, written a letter with it. I mean, you've received some, you've given some.
Yeah. Gosh, I can't even think of an answer to that question. I have to like go back and look at all of ours.
Fine. Fair enough. Yeah. I always love when people give me the updates on like their pets.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't care.
Right. Right.
Note to everyone, don't send Alex that letter.
Yeah. No, I'm good. Like I love the personal touch, but I'm like, I don't really need to know.
It's probably how some people feel about where this podcast just turned.
Right? That's very possible too.
Yeah.
Preference, colored lights or white lights?
White lights.
Okay. All like everywhere on the tree, outside, or do we have
everywhere?
Okay.
I like white lights.
Are we talking like about classic. Bright white or like that warm?
That warm. That
oh,
warm
yeah. We don't want
Christmas
the LED
light.
Ones.
Nope.
The,
like the
LED
worst
whites
invention
are
ever.
Painful. Yeah.
No offense to whoever made it.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this podcast, we're not mad about it.
No. Okay. Favorite food?
Yeah. Christmassy food.
In the Advent season.
This sounds really, really ridiculous, but I like turkey. And so the season almost begins with turkey and then it ends with turkey.
There's
so
a lot of turkey involved.
There's a lot of turkey involved from Thanksgiving to Christmas. And so like I could eat just turkey the
so
whole
what would
time.
You put on your plate besides turkey?
Turkey stuffing.
Stuffing's where it's at.
I love turkey stuffing, gravy, mashed potatoes.
There we go.
Yeah.
I was waiting for that.
Yeah.
The mashed potatoes?
Yeah. It's my favorite part of the holidays is mashed potatoes.
Nice.
Favorite Christmas cookie?
I don't have a sweet tooth.
That's disappointing.
Yep. I've got a turkey tooth. I will eat savory meats all day long, but I don't eat a lot of sweets. So
no pies, no cakes.
Oh, no.
Do you have a pie?
Yeah. Pies. I like pumpkin pie a lot.
Okay. Classic. Yep. Classic. Yep.
All right.
Pecan pie. It's great.
Any particular Christmas warm beverage that you prefer?
I love spiced cider. It's great. Yeah.
Good choice.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I got to answer that one quick.
Well, you made it through the rapid fire round.
All right.
Questions.
Rapid fire round.
Right.
How many points did I score?
A lot. Oh,
all right.
Yeah,
a lot.
A lot. The most ever.
That's amazing.
You're the winner.
I did well.
You're the only person we've ever asked. So.
You're the only person we've ever done that with. So thank you. That was really fun.
Thank you for that one. Awesome. Well, thank you everybody for listening today. We hope you enjoyed getting to hear from Pastor Brad. We will have links in the show notes to a lot of the things that we've mentioned, like the service times for Christmas, and then maybe some additional information about how you can give if you're wanting to do that. The Advent devotionals will be available for physical pickup if you want a physical copy, and they'll also be posted on our website, so you can be looking for those. As always, we hope that you subscribe to our podcast so that you never miss an episode. We actually have links for that too. If you are having trouble finding us on Spotify or iTunes, we have links for that in the show notes. You can subscribe. You'll get this podcast on Tuesdays. And additionally, you'll get the weekly liturgy podcast on Thursdays and the weekly teaching podcast, which drops on Mondays. We hope you all have a happy Thanksgiving, and we will see you next week for a discussion actually of our Advent devotional. We look forward to it.
Have a great day.